Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God, with your host, Bishop William Pittman and Prophetess Loretta Pittman. Now get yourself a cup of something special and enjoy your time in the Marriage Cafe.
Hello, we're here, and we are live. Yes, we are. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
God is good all the time.
All the time, God is good.
Right?
He's good all the time.
We are live. Mm-hmm. All right. We're grateful and thankful to be here. How are you guys doing out there? How was you all week?
How was your week?
I had a great week. God is amazing.
Absolutely, God is positively amazing.
Had a great week. Got a lot done. Still working on a lot. God is good. How about you?
God is good all the time. God is good all the
He's
time.
He's good all the time. Yep, we are good. God is good. We want you guys tonight to share. We want as many singles, married couples, come on tonight as possible.
So, grown folks. This is grown folks talking tonight, for real. You don't want to miss the night, y'all.
So if you're on the Marriage Wisdom Moments page, you can share that page because you can't really share from the cafe because it's private. But you can share from the Marriage Wisdom Moments page. If you're there, just share. That's basically what I'm doing right now, sharing. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I had a really good week. I'm still working on my new book. Just wanted to remind you guys, the new book is coming. It was supposed to be out on Friday, but I've still got a few things that I need to do to it before I actually put it out for release. So my goal is to get it released this week so that I have it by for you guys available for next Sunday. So I'm still working on that. But I'm so happy about it, and it just blessed my soul to actually write it. So I pray that when you guys get it, that you enjoy it as well. But yeah, I'm happy about it. I'm excited. I really am excited about it. So God is good.
Hallelujah. Yes,
so still working on all of that. But anyway, you got anything else you want to say?
My wife did something different with her hair.
I'm trying to do something with this hair, y'all. Jesus, you know.
Mm-hmm. But she doing it.
I'm working on it. Lock life. You know, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love the lock life.
You know, the whole thing is just because you get older, don't let yourself go.
Yes.
Don't let yourself go.
And there's
go.
So many things that we could do with our hair if I'm we just give you. Our hair a chance to breathe, mm-hmm. ladies, and take off our wigs, get rid of those wigs, and just start being the wonderful person that God has made you to be. Yeah. You know, and it took me a while to even get rid of mine. So I'm not just saying that it's easy to do that, especially if you've been using it as a crutch all this time. You know, I used mine for a crutch for years. But it was time to let it go. But anyway.
Yes.
All right. We ready?
Yeah.
Let's do what we do. Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God. I'm Prophetess Loretta Pittman.
I'm Bishop William Pittman.
And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer.
Let's pray.
Hallelujah.
Dear Lord, we're so thankful that you've given us another opportunity to go live tonight.
Yes.
Thank you for the word tonight. Thank you for the listeners, Lord. Lord, most of all, we want to be pleasing in your sight.
Yes, we do.
And Lord, we thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless each and every one that comes on tonight.
Yes.
Let them hear a word from you, Lord, a rhema word from you.
Yes.
Right now in this season. So,
yes,
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
The praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to go see which way God want me to go tonight.
Well, take your time.
So what we're talking about tonight. I want you tonight to think about this one. Get out of your head. And we're talking about real talk about dating.
Mm.
Real talk about dating.
Yes.
And I'm going to give you two questions that I wrote down. I want you to think about this while I'm talking to you tonight.
Yes.
And it said, number one, what are you looking for? When you talk about dating, what are you looking for? And number two, I ask, why most people settle? Why most people settle. Number one, what are you looking for? Number two, why most people settle.
Okay.
Talk about dating.
All right.
Now, so I want you to read this.
What are they looking for?
Right. So, it's a good night tonight. So, I'm going to be talking about dating sites. And y'all know in the beginning, I would always say, you know, don't go to those sites. Don't be looking for other people and all this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I thought about it. I've been thinking about it. And, you know, even if you went to a club and you start looking for a person, you still got to go in there. You got to get to know them and all this type of stuff. And they could tell you, they could be lying. They could say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
So I thought about it. The dating sites. Yeah. I thought about it and I said, no, it's not as bad as people think they are.
Right.
Because the reason I say this, and I'm going to get into it tonight,
mm-hmm.
but I want to read this. I want this to go along with the two questions that I asked you guys, that I told you guys. One, what are you looking for? Two, why most people settle? And if you look in your families, a lot of people that settled, they got in relationships, really, they shouldn't be in.
Mm.
Why? Because they settled. Okay, so now we're going to start off there. Now, you can go ahead and read this, babe.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Now, listen to this now. While we're talking tonight,
crazy.
I want you to hear this.
All right, where are we at?
Right here.
Modeling. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about
modeling. All right. And it says, brothers, join in. This is from the men's devotional, so that you know that, from the men's devotional. And it says, modeling. This is March 17th. It says, brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. That's in Philippians 3:17. And it says, do you have someone in your life who is worth following? Are there any other men in your church who you look up to? How about men who love Jesus and live their lives for him? Paul says it simply, follow their example. Are you setting an example worth following for others? Would you be proud to have other men imitate your life? They are watching and learning. It says, there are plenty of examples not worth following in our world. You have an opportunity, even an obligation, to set an example worthy of being followed. Then it says at the bottom, God, thank you for the men you've placed in my life who have modeled a Christian-like lifestyle for me. Help me to be that same example to others who are watching me.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And the reason that it was so good, and I asked Prophetess to read this, is it is good because we find a lot of people in the world to follow, you mm-hmm. know? A lot of people following Beyonce and football players and actors and mm-hmm. all this type of stuff that we follow.
Mm-hmm.
But the example we have is given through the word of God, which is Jesus Christ, who mm-hmm. was our example.
Yes.
That, you know, if you're going to follow somebody, follow, if you say you're a child of God, you should be following somebody that did the walk,
yes.
like Apostle Paul,
yes.
Jesus Christ. You know, those are our examples mm-hmm. and the other apostles. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So now, when I thought about it, a lot of people, they we're not getting a real sense of balance here of what's going on between the spirit realm and the physical realm.
Mm-hmm.
So now, tonight, that's what I'm talking about tonight. We're going to be serious. I'm going to be serious with you. Get out of your head. Some stuff we think that some stuff that we do, we think we're doing it for God.
Yes.
Or we doing it and God going to strike you dead because you did it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to get out your own head and grown people tonight. I'm talking to you tonight.
Yes. Come
and
on
we'll talk about dating, about getting in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
about, we're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about some everything
yeah.
because the world paint pictures of people, you know, and want us to look up like women, a good example, women we look up to, oh, the woman's supposed to be a 36 or 36,
34,
yeah,
36.
You know what I'm saying? That's the picture they painted, the perfect woman.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I don't even
the
know
man,
that,
he's but... a hunk, got a chest and mm-hmm. small waist and
muscles.
And, yeah, and let me tell you one thing they say, oh, he's huge. I want a man, he's huge. I want mm-hmm. a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They want a big one. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna bust some bubbles tonight,
right?
So now, The thing I wanted to talk about, I went on there and I looked up dating sites. And some of the stuff people say about dating sites, they say, look, when you go on a dating site, and I'm not just talking about these dating sites, but I'm painting a picture for you tonight. Mm-hmm. It says, they ask for personal data from you.
Yes.
So when you're going on this dating site, they want your name, full name, address, phone number, email, social security numbers, birth date. Some of them ask for bank accounts or credit cards detail. Mm-hmm. And some of these, I wrote them down, which is Tinder. What is that now? Plenty of Fish Dating.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got another one, Dating by Age. I mean, they got a lot of them. You got over 100 apps out there when it comes to dating apps.
Wow, but I then didn't know that.
They even broke it down to the ones, the best ones, mm-hmm. from 30 to 20 to 10, even the best five.
Right.
Okay, because we know the reason I'm telling you tonight, because a lot of people lie. You know, like I said, when you go to those bars, you go to a bar, a club, or whatever, these people, they paint a picture of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know when you went out the first time on a date. Come on now, let's be real. When you went out on a date the first time, you put what? You put on your best suit, cologne, you know, you make sure your hair was cut,
because
mm-hmm. you're meeting this person for the first time.
Yes.
And then some of them, we found out, they even lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got this, I have that, and I'm, you know, I'm all about something.
Yes.
And then later on, you find out they're all about nothing.
Yes.
So I looked at the dating apps, and the questions that they ask you really saves you a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
because they said they ask you about 160 questions on these quizzes and stuff like that. And you put what your personal information, what you like, what you don't like, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they compare this to another person, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you got, and then they try to match it up with the closest as far as being 100% with you,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? That y'all are matched.
Yes.
And then they ask y'all to get together, you mm-hmm. know, come together. Yep. So now I read this, it says to open an account, you must have a profile. The user must provide basic information like email, full name, age, gender, sex, and sexual orientation. Now, when you go on there, they ask you this information. But then once you put it all in there, and then I went through, now they got a rating.
Right.
They got a rating for these dating sites.
Okay.
Now I went on there. It's got eHarmony. Yeah, eHarmony.
Mm-hmm.
They rating is like a 9.9. Said they excellent.
Right.
9.9. Supposed to be a Christian, you know, dating app.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not just telling you this tonight, but I'm just saying when you look at these, you want a credible site to go to.
Right. Well, they always say to look at the reviews.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter, she's very big on reviews.
Yeah. You got to look at the reviews.
Mom, check the reviews first before you just get that, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you got another one called Zooski. They mm-hmm. got a 9.7, very good rating.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Mingle, which is 9.5, very good rating. They got like 60,000 people sign up a month on these websites.
Wow.
No way in the world. What I'm trying to do is just paint a picture of this for you tonight. All these people go on this website. Everybody is not lying. So what I'm saying, you're going to be compatible with somebody. So it saves you some time. You go to the club, how many people you meet on a nightly basis? Maybe one, two.
Maybe one, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It just depends.
But look at these websites, these apps. Mm-hmm. You can meet 60,000 people.
Wow.
But they break it down to the ones that's compatible with you.
Right.
Which the top, you know, 5 or 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
But my main thing is this. If you got all this information about a person and then I don't want to get ahead of myself, but you got all this information on a person. How did you let this person scam you? How you let this person, you know, get over on you?
Right.
So you have all the information, and what a lot of people are doing, I want to read this to you about scammers. This is what scammers try to do when they come on these websites. They try to get you to give sensitive information. They try to get your social security number, mm-hmm. your bank accounts, email, your passwords.
Right.
So what it is, you see, when you go on there, you got to have some common sense.
Yes.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that we do, you got to have some common sense. You can't just put your trust in what man did or what somebody told you or how it happened for them.
Right.
You got to do your own investigation. This is what I'm trying to help you tonight. When you go on these dating sites, you got to do your homework, because this person still could be lying. They could have somebody else's, but they're supposed to. I'm getting to a point now. When it, how can they scam you if they got their picture there? You know, then you could start video chatting them. You know, you get a, you know, you can talk to them on a video. And this is what I want to put out there. Before you start dating a person, you go to this website, use some common sense. Yes. Start video chat, you know, talking to this person, seeing this person before you go meet with them. A lot of people make the mistake because they take these people for their word. Right. That's where a lot of people are making the mistake.
Can I say something?
Go ahead. Go ahead. I want you to talk.
I think what they also doing is they're not going to reputable sites to meet people. You're going to a place like Plenty of Fish or a place like, you know, these, there's some other ones that's, that are there, you know, that are just to me not lining up with what you say you want out of a man. Mm-hmm. You say you want this out of a potential spouse. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So why aren't you going to, if you are Christian, why aren't you going to like Christian Mingle or, you know, what is the other one that's there? Yeah. The other Christian one.
They got
Zeus or something you said?
Yeah. You got a silver single.
Right.
You got a elite singles.
Okay. Those don't sound like Christian sites. But I'm saying if you're looking for a man of God or a woman of God, then you should be going to a site like that. But if you are going to a site like that, because a lot of times you could just wait for who God got for you. He knows who he got for you. But if you are one of those ones who want to just kind of put yourself out there, I think a lot of times they run into people that are wrong or that are liars because they're going to the wrong sites. That's what I'm saying.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You can go on there and look. It's a lot of sites out there. But I got the top six that I had picked up. Okay. They got this Tapify. They said they got a team of experts to support you the entire way. Right. So I'm saying these sites are giving
like
you
like reputable sites, credible sites. Credible. Like, you know, guiding you the whole way through to that right person. Because there's so much craziness going on
Here. And that's the picture I want to paint to you tonight. Because it is a lot of them out there. They said they got like 100 apps out there. But you got to make sure they're credible.
Yes.
And a lot of, and this main point I want you to get across, you got to verify their information for yourself.
Yes.
Stop meeting people because they put on a good performance for you. You don't know this person. Stop going out with people you just met them the first night and you going out.
Without at least, you know, you're going out there, but you're not going out there with like another couple or somebody that you could be safe with and those kind of things. I think that is so much going on right now in the world that you can't just meet a person like you're saying, take them on their word and then go meet them. You might have good convictions, but then this person could be lying. And, you know, of course, you know, it's a lot of that going on, but you need to be with other people that you feel safe with, not just going out there, like you're saying, and just getting involved. It's just so much going on with that.
Yeah. So in a lot of people out there is up to no good. Okay. I read what Keith said.
He said, I'm also not seeing the signs either. Pay attention to the signs of others. Even if they lie about small things, better take that as a red flag. Yes. And a lot of people go past the red flags, like Risa Tisa. She went past the red flags and went ahead and got married to this person who she found out later was not who he said he was. So go ahead.
Yeah. And that's what we're talking about today, tonight. A lot of people lie.
Yeah.
They lie to try to get you or whatever their agenda is. Mm-hmm. Some people lie, try to get the money from you.
Yes.
They tell you a sad story. We noticed that a lot lately. Mm-hmm. People come up with these stories. You know, they the one, like you said, he started helping her and doing this and doing that.
Come in the relationship,
try to paint
doing
a good
everything.
Picture. Yeah, that's the devil. That's what the devil does.
Didn't really have anything.
Yeah, don't have nothing. So you got people out there that do this type of stuff,
and that's something because I know you used to say that all the time. Like when you start out in a relationship, you shouldn't start out acting like you got all this and you could do all this for this person, because then when you can't do it no more, the real is going to come out, and that person should like you for you and not for what you could do for them. So remember, you used to say that all the time, putting on a front, acting like you got all this money and you got, you know, you used to say that all the time, you know, about people doing stuff like that. And you find that that happens a lot.
And then tonight, I want to be real with you. It's a lot of scammers out there, y'all. You got to be careful. Now, I wrote this down. You know, in the whole world, missing women, 90 to 101 million women are missing in the world. They did a world thing in the world. How can a 90 to 101 million women get missing? you know, yeah. that are missing right now. Yeah. It says missing children worldwide, 8 million.
Mm-hmm.
8 million children missing worldwide. And it says, I wrote this down, the United States averaged 2,300 children missing every day.
Wow.
In the United States alone, 2,300 children is missing every day.
2,300. It's a lot.
You know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then millions, some about million of children worldwide, 8 million. So what I'm saying, when you get on these sites and you going out with people, you don't know what people's motives are. You got to be careful nowadays because they could, you know,
be child molested.
You know, they going on there, they looking at your picture and your profile and all that. And you might be a nice looking woman or a handsome man. You nobody can take it because people, they could try to get you by yourself and rob you or do whatever and pray that they don't try to kill you or whatever. That's why I'm saying tonight we just take it. I'm going to do a serious walk with you tonight. Lord, help me, Holy Spirit.
Help him, Holy Spirit.
So look, scammers, they use false profiles to lure you, to get money, personal data. You know what I'm saying? They want to take advantage of you. I wrote these three things down that they do. What? They want to ask for money. A lot of them want money. Two, they want to, they tell you a sad story. Hey, you know, I need you. I'm going through this, or I'm starting this business. I want you to invest in my business or whatever. They got some kind of story they're trying to tell you. These are all red flags. And then they always getting it when it comes to. Now, this is the key. A lot of people don't do this. They want to meet the person, but you haven't video chat the person. Before you meet this person and meet this person in person, you need to video chat. And it says they always have an excuse why they can't video chat. That's
a definite red flag.
That's a definite one. They want to meet you first, but they don't want to video chat. No, you need to see this person.
Yeah.
You need to get all the information that you can get from
them. I think that's safe.
You know what I'm saying? So when you go on the website, a lot of them, they ask you like 160 some questions, right? So they already know this person that they're going to pick for you is going to be compatible with you. But like I said, the top ones, they walk through this with you. Okay. So don't listen to all those excuses and everything. So now I ask the question, what are you looking for and why most people settle? Ask yourself, because everybody got an ideal of what they wanted in a woman or a man. You got an ideal. So now I wrote this down. A model, if you're looking for a model, like I said, the average size woman is 5'9". This is what they say is, you know, like pretty much perfect.
Right.
5'9 to 6 feet, waist size of 10 inches, her bust between 32 to 36 inches, her hips 33 to 35. I took my time and wrote this down.
Come on now.
But now, oh, help me, Lord. Now, this is what we say the perfect woman is. But now the man, he's like 6 feet tall, 6'3", waist between a 40, 42. Most men that they have a 32-inch waist between 5'11 and 6 feet tall. They said about 5'9 to 6'3". I'm 5'9", baby. And the average... This is like the average size man. You know what I'm saying? So now, help me, Holy Spirit. So now I wrote all this down for you. We paint this picture of people, you know, the perfect woman, the perfect man. You want a man that's strong, a bodybuilder and all this type of stuff when you're looking for a man. But a woman, a man, you know, you got the nice, you know, boobs and stomach's flat and butt sticks out and all that. Like you said, like you said, the 36, 32, 36, or whatever.
34, 36. That would say back in the day.
Right. So that's like the perfect woman. So I'm saying again, what are you looking for? Why most people settle? If you already got in your mind what you looking for, what type of man, you know, if you want a white man, a black man, or a white woman, black woman, or whatever, or, you know, you got your mind set on what you looking for. Now, once you do that, the question is, why do most of us settle? You settle. You don't hang on to, okay, if this is what I'm looking for, stick to it. Now, they giving you 60,000 people, some of these websites have. Some of them have 300 and 380,000. like for the month.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sign up for these. I'm single. I'm this and that. So now I started thinking about this thing.
Right. And I know me and you discussed a little bit of it the other day.
So now when you go on these websites, when you start the video chat, mm-hmm. you don't see this person like face, you know, like you out at, you know, one-on-one in the flesh. This is where I'm getting to. So now you got a video chat. Video chat, that means everything goes. Mm-hmm. If this man, you got to put, stop being scared to ask people, oh, it's our first date, I'm not going to ask anything. Right. This chat, they already asked them like 160 questions.
Yeah.
So now you should have your best questions for them.
Yes. Hey, come on.
I'm looking for a husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
Have you been married before?
Yes.
How many kids you got?
Come on.
How many women you done slept with?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Do
or whatever.
Know who God is?
Do you know who God is? Everything is when you talking about, because you can't be playing. You serious.
Yes.
And he's supposed to be serious.
Yeah, because I don't understand why people are afraid to ask these questions in the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
And then I'm going to make you laugh now. I'm getting tired of women and men talking this crap that they got these big penises and all this crap. Mm-hmm. Well, let me just bust your bubble tonight.
Right.
A lot of men, they say the average penis. I want y'all to hear.
Mm-hmm.
The average penis. Let me, what I wrote down. The average penis, when you just walking around, it's only like 8.8 centimeters. The average penis.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's 3.5 inches. 3.5. Small. The average man is small walking around.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm making a point here.
Right.
The average man, they said his penis is that size. Now you running around talking about you want a man that's got a horse one or 12 inches, 15 inches, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
No. The average man, I'm telling you tonight, when he walk around, it's 3.5. And when he having a, you know, he get hard or whatever you want to say, he's around 5-6 inches.
When he having an erection.
That's, yeah, when he have an erection,
mm-hmm.
he's about 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So we running around, we painting these pictures of, oh, this man is huge, or he painting this picture of himself. Mm-hmm. And the average man is like 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks about this.
Right.
So you going on a dating site and you talk. Let's be real. Tonight,
yes.
A lot of people, when you looking at this man or this woman, you want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm talking about tonight. You want to have sex, and a man only, like I said, his thing is only like 6 inches. You got some that's small out there. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm saying, if you're going to be real, you're going on this dating site, you're in this chat thing, and you know you're the type of woman, if you want sex more than once a night or three times a night, or you freaky and all this kind of stuff, you need to get it out there, because I'm tired of hearing that women saying they in a relationship and they not being pleased.
Mm.
You're not being pleased because you didn't ask totally what you wanted from that man.
Come on,
if
man.
You want a man with 8 inches, you put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
How big are you from the start?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he a real man, he know what he expect. If you know you just 4 inches, you're not gonna please her.
Yes.
And people don't talk about this. You need mm-hmm. to be real.
Yes.
You got to be real tonight. If your penis is small, you're not going to please a woman that's got a ditch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then let me just bust the woman's bubble for a minute. Your vagina only go 2 to 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 4 inches. Most 3 to 7 inches, right? That's when you're just walking around or whatever. But now it says, you know, her vagina can it fits the penis. Like mm-hmm. when she get hot, get roused up,
mm-hmm.
it'll kind of shape itself.
It'll conform.
It conform to the penis.
Okay, come
That's
on.
That's how God made
Spit
it. Help me now.
Spit it out.
You help me. So now,
okay.
The only penis that, I mean, the only vagina that's that big is when you're having a child.
Mm-hmm.
It get twice the size because a baby got to come through it. But they said even if you have menopause,
mm-hmm.
some people, they don't want to have sex in it. because they're going through menopause and all that. And you know, your vagina can get bigger, get twice the size when you're on menopause.
Didn't know that.
I know. See, now you know. Now you know. See, I did some homework too. Now.
Okay.
You got to study. When I got time, I can study.
You saying
a lot of women don't know this. I'm putting it out here tonight because people don't talk about this. And a lot of people are getting in relationships that you're not satisfied. You're not happy anymore because that penis ain't pleasing you. Mm-hmm. But if you talk, be front, straight front up, you know, straight up. Mm-hmm. If you know your vagina is the average size, why are you looking for a man that's 12 inches?
That's good.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. You should be looking for a man. The average man, they say, is only 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if he's 6 inches, you don't have to be 12 inches deep.
That's right. That's right.
Because the average woman is only from 3 to 7 inches.
Right.
See how many people talk like this?
Mm-hmm.
How many people talk like this?
Keep it real, huh?
Because you know what you get in if you just be straight up with people. You're not gonna get yourself in a relationship that you stuck with a man that's got a wee wee.
That's right.
Or a woman that's got a ditch.
Right.
Let's be real.
Right.
People don't talk like this, and you need to talk like this because it's messing up society because you're thinking about this woman because she's pretty. She could be that 36, 24, 36, mm-hmm. but she can't handle a 12 inch.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She might just be the between 3 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So now this man got a horse one. She can't be straight up.
Right.
You need a woman that can handle a horse.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Can we be real?
Amen.
Let's keep it real.
Hey.
People don't talk about this. If you say you grown, you should be able to handle a conversation.
Yes.
If a woman say, this is what I'm looking for in a man, I'm looking for a husband, I want to be married, I want to have kids, I want you to have yourself together, you know, be able to take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a house? Do you have a car? You know, do you have the money to take care of me and the kids if something happens?
Yes.
People, you know, you got to be real.
Amen.
You got to be real in these relationships and what you're looking for and what you're standing for. Mm-hmm. It's just like the word of God. When God tells you something, you're supposed to stand on that word.
Yes.
What it is what it is. I'm not going to waver because God told me this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, you get caught and you settle in for these people because you didn't do your homework on them. What are you looking for in a man? What are you looking for in a woman? You know, why are you settling?
Mm. And I wonder if you could say these things on these sites. Can you put that in your profile? What you're looking for when it comes to the size of a man or the size of that woman?
See, but that's what I'm saying. They don't have it in there. Nobody talk like the way I'm talking.
Because you can meet it, like you said, a nice looking man or a man willing to do all these things, but then he's still not pleasing in that area.
Yeah, he's small.
Yeah,
let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ain't big.
Right.
Everybody ain't got a big one.
Right.
But you know, if you know, hey, I'm 6 inches. I need a woman. Hey, she's pretty and everything. And she's small built. She's
right.
3 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
So you can handle her.
Right.
But you got a woman deeper than that, and you got some problems.
Right.
You can't please her.
Yes.
She can't please him.
Yeah.
So
and that's a reason why maybe a lot of them are going out there stepping out.
And that's why they're stepping out because
yeah.
you got with somebody that can't please you.
Yes.
Okay. And let's be
or
real.
Can't be pleased.
And now let me bust some other people's bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the people talking about oh Lord help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Look, a healthy sex life.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about having sex.
Yes.
Some people talking about they can last for hours and
goodness.
Hours and hours.
Yep.
Y'all hear the music.
Right.
We can hours and hours
right.
and hours. Yeah, right. The average enjoys sex 54
Come
times
on,
a year. Once a week. Once a week. That's the average.
Mm-hmm.
The average. I want y'all to hear me. Ain't no every day, 3 times a day, all night and all that. Especially when you got kids, you're working for a living, you're doing this and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They did a study. 16,000 adults, older adults, have sex about 2 to 3 times per month.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to every day, all day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm working that thing out every day, all day. The devil's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
That means somebody ain't working either.
Yep.
You know,
Amen.
Somebody ain't taking care of no kids. So,
come
on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody need to say some stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're
yes.
in a relationship, you in a marriage, or this is what you want, in the beginning, you know you're going to be more active. You
yes.
want it. A lot of people want it all the time.
Yes.
Like they like the man
Definitely.
Is wearing
first,
the woman out. You
right.
ain't wearing her out.
Right.
Most women can lay there, fake, You just steady getting down.
Right.
Ain't doing nothing.
Right.
She like, get your tail off of me and stop playing. So let's be real. Real talk tonight.
Yes, real
says,
talk.
How long is the average orgasm? 30 to 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
30 to 60 seconds. Most 20 to 35 seconds. Yep. A man, 5 to 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. 15 to 20 seconds. Come on, somebody. People don't talk like this.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The average man, 5.4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop the world try to paint this picture because you see people on these porno sites and all this. They going all day, all night. And all. Mm-hmm. Man, get out of here with that foolishness.
Because what's happening, I believe that a lot of people want to have sex all the time is because they're not reaching an orgasm.
Yeah.
Because if you're really reaching a really good orgasm with your spouse or, you know, or your significant other, you ain't going to want it again for another day or so. You really not, depending on, you know, what's going on there. But you got people who want it all the time and they think that their spouse needs to be available to them all the time. And then they get mad and they do all these different things trying to make it look like the spouse don't care about them or is not giving them enough attention. And it's not that person. It's you. You need to fix you. It's what your sexual appetite is. And if you're not on one accord with your spouse sexually, you need to pray and talk to God because he can help you get there.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too. Mm-hmm. And then if you know a man, like I said, if he's small and you big, he's not going to be pleasing you. So you need to find out this stuff in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
If you find out, you won't be stuck in a bad relationship, a bad marriage.
That's true.
Because you was going after the looks. Oh, she's beautiful and all that. And she can't handle you.
Yeah.
Or he can't handle her. You know, Hebrews 13:4 says this. Marriage is honorable in all, and the marriage bed is undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. But he said the marriage bed is undefiled. I'm telling you this, when you going in, getting involved with somebody, you got to learn to ask these questions because it's undefiled.
Yes.
When you're talking about somebody one-on-one with somebody, talking about being in a relationship or having sex with somebody, you need to know these things.
You need to know.
You know what? How many partners you been with?
Mm-hmm.
You got any diseases?
That's right.
You know, what are you? Are you a hoe?
Are you on the down low?
Yeah. Or are you gay?
Yep.
Yeah. You got people running around gay, trying to play all sides.
Yep.
And running around passing off diseases and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But people, you got to be real with people. And then you got to have sense enough. No, before we sleep together, we're going to get some tests.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure you clean, I'm clean.
Yes.
You good, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with it. You grown.
Yes.
Stop acting like you kids. Oh, I'm scared to say this to him.
Yep.
I'm scared to say this to her. Yep. She might not talk to me. So what? She don't need to talk to you.
No.
If y'all can't get there and sit down and say, hey, you know, I want sex 2 times a day.
Yeah.
She told you this is what she want. This is what she expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If she wants sex all the time, you got some freaky ones out there. Then as a man, you got to say, hey, you know, I like it too all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all in agreement.
You're in agreement.
You're in agreement.
Yes.
But now, no, I don't like sex all the time. I only want it once a week.
Right.
I might want it twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my main thing.
Yeah.
So whatever you got to see, you got to put on this site or talk to that person in that video chat, what you want, what you expect. And this is how it's going to go. And stop bringing people to your house right away.
Come on.
Don't bring nobody to your house right away.
To
and stop giving out your information right away. And stop falling in bed with these people on these one night stands. And that's the other thing I was talking about.
Come on
too.
Now. Come on. Tell
Thank me. You, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
If Holy you want Spirit. A one night stand, tell that person, I'm not looking to be in a relationship. I just want a one night stand. If you've grown. And that person might say to you, that's all I wanted too.
Yeah.
I want something just for the night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some men might say, hey, today I just want a quickie.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go there with your wife or you, you know, whoever you get in bed with. You got to know sometime. Come on now. Let's be real. Ain't no man trying to be romantic every damn
come
day.
Come on now.
Excuse the language. Ain't nobody trying Speak to be truth. Romantic every day.
Speak the truth.
Baby. Oh, I got to massage you. I got to caress you every day, warm you up and all that. Now, some men sometimes want a quickie.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a woman might want a quickie.
Yep.
But I understand. You got a foreplay. Women love foreplay.
Yes.
So now, as a grown man, as a husband, I got to do some foreplay sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And all the time, I don't like doing it.
Right.
So I'm being real tonight.
Be real, honey.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you may not like doing it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I might just want a quickie.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So be it. I'm saying grown folks talk. Stop this foolishness. If you want a man, you want to be married, you want to make, you want to have sex, you want to have babies and all this, be straight up with the people.
Yes.
Stop this foolishness. Yep. The church is acting crazy. The world is acting crazier.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just because you go to church and believe in God, you can have sex talk. Yes, have sex talk with your children. Yes. Let them know. Don't let the world teach your children. Yes. You tell them what they're supposed to do or what they're going to do. You the parent.
Yes.
You know, this world is, we letting our government dictate what we're going to do. It's so much foolishness coming on in the world. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with having respect? Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Being respectful to one another. Showing that you care about a human being, but don't have to be your brother, your mother, and your sister. But you even got these fools out here killing their parents and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, come on, somebody. Yes. Where it comes, I remember when I was growing up in North Carolina, the worst thing we heard was a lady got raped when I was younger. And that was like a murder back then. Now they killing people for no reason. They hurting people. They don't care about other people. Come on. Come on now. You can't say you believe in God and you don't have no love for nobody. You don't even hold the doors for women. You don't even hold the doors for older people.
Yes.
Younger people just acting a fool. This generation here, y'all need to get some manners, some respect.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. We couldn't do that back in the day.
No.
And not trying to put y'all back then. It's just, you got to have respect for people.
You do.
And you know, you got to get some God in your life, some Jesus in your heart.
Yes.
Some Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking this way tonight because people are not being real and you get caught up in these relationships. It's because you're not being honest. You're not being real. If what you want is what you want. If you want a big one, say you want a big one.
Yes.
I want a 12 inch. You know, but can you handle a 12 inch?
Yes.
I done told you the average person is only 6 inches. The average woman is only 3'7". 3 inches or seven. You get wise once you, it might get a little wider once you get her hot. You know, get her going.
Right.
So come on, somebody. You know.
Yeah. And I want to add to what you're saying here, because the Holy Spirit is dealing with me with finding you a spouse also too, a mate when you're on there looking on these dating sites, is to make sure you find a mate that not only can satisfy you in bed, but also that keep a job. Because you got a lot of that these days where you're getting boys instead of men. And so you want a man going to go out there and take care of his family. He's not going to just come to you and want to just lay up with you and have sex. And then all day, you know, he don't want to go nowhere but play the game or do whatever it is that he's doing, you know, other than to bring in, you know, finances. And so a lot of women are finding those kind of men is what I'm saying on these sites. You're finding a man who says, you know, yeah, I'm a provider, I'm a this, I'm a that. And then the minute that he show you he not, you don't take the red flag and say, okay, this is a red flag right here. He don't really want to work. He want me to do all the work and while he stay home doing whatever he's doing, right or wrong.
Yeah.
And they get hypnotized over the sex, over the D-I-C-K. They get hypnotized. And they don't want to go and allow the man, you know what I'm saying, to demand the, they go and they start doing everything the man wants them to do because that done hypnotized them into thinking that, okay, I'm going to be the breadwinner and he's going to stay home and make sure I get, you know, satisfied in that sense. You know, what do you say to that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you, you know, we talk about that all the time.
Yeah, when you taking it, when you taking care of home, let me tell you, when you in a relationship like me and my wife, and we love each other and we care for each other, we're looking out for each other, we've been in there together all these years. When you don't, when you talking about a relationship like this, and I love her most of all, I love God first.
Yes.
So even if a woman did do that, men, we all see attractive women and all this, but first thing, I love my wife, and most of all, I love God. And I'm not going to do anything to sin against God, and I say, Lord, help me. Sometimes you got to run. Sometimes you got to close your eyes. As a real man and woman of God, don't put yourself in the situation.
Right.
Don't put yourself in it. Don't. That's why they tell you dating somebody. I love what they say in the video chat. You ain't got it. He want to take his shirt off and all that, but his penis ain't coming out on that video. He can show it all he want, but it ain't coming into you because you home.
That's right.
You get in that club and he started rubbing your leg or take you out to dinner and all this, then you getting hot and bothered and he done got you at home and got you now.
Right.
And you ain't even checked this man out if he had a disease or not.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Or he married.
Right.
Then took his ring off. They, man, these people, these devils in this world are something else. You know what I'm saying? They don't care. And a lot of them, let me tell you this, being a man and a woman of God, they want to mess up your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Because now you out of order because you didn't slept with this person and wasn't married to him. Mm. Hmm. Come Help on, me, man. Holy Spirit. Come you done did some stuff. Even pastors sleeping, supposed to be loving God and sleeping with boys and women out there and married and sleeping around. You know why? Because your relationship wasn't right with God. Because if it was right with God and you love God and the Holy Spirit is in you, you're not going to do that thing. You're That's going right. to run from it. Mm-hmm. You know, I told a pastor one time and I said, look, you shouldn't be having interviews with young girls or women without your wife being there or somebody in there to witness, because they could say anything.
Yeah,
they could say anything.
In your office by himself.
Yeah, you know, in the office by yourself. My truck that I used to work in, you know, they tried to put me with a young girl one day, and I was like, I looked at her. I said, I ain't going out. Cause she say she could say anything. We could have had a great day together, getting the work done or whatever. But the Bible says, don't put yourself in that situation.
Your appearance.
Stay away from the appearance of evil. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we probably would have had a good day, but why would I even take the chance, the risk, or even put myself in it? And she said, I tried to touch her or something.
Right.
So this is for somebody tonight. Don't put yourself in those situations. Stop acting like y'all this hunk or she's this, you know, great model and all this kind of stuff. And I done told you, they say the average woman is not that deep. And the average man is not that big. So stop the foolishness. You know what I'm saying? They paint a picture of these people and it's not real.
Right.
You know?
So I think that they should be able to go on these sites, is what you're saying, to actually tell them exactly what they're looking for in that ramp.
Yeah.
You know, like some men like women with big breasts.
Right.
Some men don't want no small breasted woman. Yeah. But they will choose that because maybe whatever that matched them with is what that person matched them with.
Yeah.
And then they look at her and they say, well, wow, she don't have what I'm looking for, but she has a great personality or something. Mm-hmm. And then they do get to know this person and then they do get into the sex and all that. And then they don't mm-hmm. want that person because that's really not really what they actually wanted. You should be able to put those things, I believe, into the sight of that's what you're looking for. So you have a specific to what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's supposed to be protected and private anyway. Mm-hmm. Or what I'm saying on the video chat.
Yes.
She could ask these questions or he could ask these questions. Mm-hmm. You know, how often do you want, you know, sex? She right. might say, at least want it 2 or 3 times a day.
Right.
That's being real with the person. You right. know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or I'm looking for a man that's got, you know, I don't need this. Some women say they don't want a big one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You might want it good with a 6-inch or a 7 or whatever it may be.
Yeah, because there was
some women might be good with a 3 or 1 inch.
Because I think it was a conversation me and you was having about this, I think somebody was talking about or something in that realm, and that the woman got with the man and the man had all these other things, but he just didn't have anything below. He didn't have anything when it came to his penis. His penis size was super small. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't work with that. So, you know what I mean? That wasn't going to work, even though he had all the other things that she wanted from this man. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And then, you know, a virgin is going to be, this is her first time. She's going to be tight anyway. You know what I'm saying? So she ain't looking for no average woman. Is not looking for a big one. Mm-hmm. She ain't never had it before.
Right.
You know, right. So but tonight we got to talk about this stuff and we got to be serious because we pass a lot of this.
Yes.
You know, we don't want to talk about the finances. We don't want to talk about sex. We don't want to talk about the scared to ask this person if he got a disease, kids or a wife. This stuff you need to ask all these questions before you get in bed with this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You might say, hey, you might ask these questions and he get offended or he don't want to video chat you or whatever. Right. These are all red flags. And it's too many people, what I'm trying to tell you tonight, getting missing, getting hurt, getting disappointed in these relationships. And then talking about getting married. Well, you know, they having sex before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put it all out on the table, you can avoid a lot of these headaches and making sure, like you said, making sure the person is, you know, a man.
Yeah,
or a woman, you know what I'm saying? Making sure what you're getting and the person is serious about having a family, being a husband, you know, and taking care of his responsibilities. All right. All How right. did I do, baby?
Yeah, keep going. You're doing good.
So,
yeah, because these are the questions. You know, you ask again, what is that question you ask? Yeah. What are you looking for?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
And
why most people settle.
And why most people settle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I do believe that most people settle because they don't find exactly what they're looking for and they want to get married or they don't want to wait any longer. You know, that's what I feel like settling is for a person. I feel like settling is, okay, I've been waiting to get married. I've been waiting. I know what I want, but that ain't what's showing up. So this is what's happening right now, and this is what's showing up. So I'm going to go ahead and take it. But then they still totally not, they're not all the way satisfied with that because they still not getting what they want in the relationship.
But what Tara said.
Yeah, so Tara says, it's important to talk about topics that are taboo because of a lot of people really don't know or just feel like the church strays away from topics related to sex. They do. The church do not teach on sex. The church don't want to talk about sex and money, but yet they want it, and yet they doing it. Because we never learned about sex in church. You know what I mean? They never said anything about what you should do and what you shouldn't do. So, you know, we definitely need to talk about this. And sex is super important in a relationship because that's what either keeps the relationship, it either makes the relationship or breaks the relationship. And like you said, sometimes it'll break the relationship if the man don't have the right size or the woman ain't, like you said, deep enough and all these different things. And that all has to do with it. We have to understand that sex and relationships go together. Yes. So, of course, you're not looking to get into a relationship with a person just to talk to them every day. Mm-hmm. You're not looking to just hold their hand every day. Mm-hmm. You are looking to have some sex with them at some point.
Yes.
You know, whether it be to bring in children or whether it be for fun or whether it just be to get closer, because that's what sex does. It brings you closer together. That's what God meant for it to be. So, you know, sex needs to be talked about, you know, and I know a lot of times, you're right. The church do, they shy away from it. They don't want to say nothing about it. They want to hide it. But yet everybody in that church that's sitting there is doing the sex. They having it, but they ain't going to sit there and tell you. They ain't there probably having sex with the deacon over here or with the pastor behind closed doors. They're having it, but they don't want to sit in church and tell the church anything about it. And you don't got to be religious in that area because God knows you having the sex. He sees you. You know what I mean? He sees it. He knows what he's going through. Like, yeah, exactly. Just, you know, just like somebody else I know that feel that didn't know that they could go to God and say, okay, I'm having this problem with my spouse and my spouse don't really want the sex as much as I do, but I want the sex and I want to feel close and all these different things. And all that person has to do is really go to God and say, Holy Spirit, you know, help me in this area with my spouse because my spouse don't really want it much. Help me to get on one accord with my spouse, you know, and those different things, and God can bring all that together. He really can. He made it. So I don't know why we act like he don't know we're having sex. He know we having it. He made it. You know what I mean? He put it here for us to have it. Even the animals are having sex. So come on now. You think God don't know that? He let them have the sex before we got it. You know, he had to create Adam a wife in order to give him the sex. So he knows that we're having it. We just got to have it. And know it, but like you said, like Bishop said, know what we want when it comes to it, you know, and being able to express that when we start to date a person, before we even think about going down the aisle with a person, you know, knowing that, you know, this person is going to be right in all the areas you want them to be in. And of course, you're going to go through some things even after you probably get married and stuff, because all marriages do. You know, you go through your ups, your downs, and all that till you become one. You got to work all these things out till you become one and on one accord. But once you're on one accord, you know, and this kind of sex you want is there, he's the right size, you're the right, you know, density and all kind of different things, then it'll all come together and it'll all work together for your good. Because God says what? All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord.
Yes.
And who was called according to his purposes. So God would not put you in a sexless relationship. He would not put you in a relationship where the man cannot satisfy you or you can't satisfy the man. That's just not your person. But what people do is try to keep making this person their person when this person is just not their person. And it's okay. Let that person go and get with the person that is your person, because your person is out there.
And like you said, it saves you a lot of headache. If you just be straight up and ask these questions.
Yes.
If you know that's what you want, sex, money, whatever. Put it all on the
table. Put it on the table. Best to be honest. Don't be afraid. Be bold.
Yeah.
If we can come to God boldly, why we can't come to the person that we're potentially interviewing for a marriage to be bold?
Yep.
You know, even when a person go to a job, that job going to be bold about what they're looking for. The job can even tell you, well, I'm looking for this person to be able to do this and have experience in that and know this and know that. But yet you get into a relationship or you're interviewing somebody or you're dating somebody. You never even tell this person what you want, what you're looking for, and how you might want it.
Yeah. And people don't want to be straight up because some people get in these dating apps and all this and don't want to have children.
Yeah,
either that person need to know already.
They need to know.
Why are you holding this from the person if you don't want to do
or
it?
Being
all because
about
you
it.
Want to be deceiving about it that you don't want to tell this person.
Yes.
You just want to sleep with them. But there's other what we didn't say that 60,380 on these apps.
Yes,
you know, a month or whatever it may be that you can't find somebody that wants what you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a one night stand, it's a man or a woman out there for you to do a one night stand.
Yes.
If you want to be married, it's people out there that want to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be real and you got to do your homework.
Yes.
And like I said, don't give out your personal information and don't take people home right away.
Yes.
Unless you want to do that one night stand, y'all in agreement.
Yes.
But still, these dating sites should already have that person information, their home address, everything. But before you do anything, you need to video chat them a few times and make sure that person is who he say he is or she is who she say she is.
Yes.
Before you going on these dates and stuff.
Yes.
And even if you go and you meet somebody, they shouldn't be going to your house the first night.
No.
Or doing these crazy things that people are doing.
Wow.
That's right. You get missing, they're robbing you, they trying to kill people. People will tell you anything.
Investigate.
Get what they want.
You got to investigate.
Yeah. Oh, you pretty girl.
Yeah.
You know, I got the bill tonight. Oh,
yep.
I'll take you home. They'll
yes.
try anything to get whatever they want to get.
Yes.
These slicksters are out there. Scammers are out there. They scamming in everything nowadays.
Yes. You should always know what you're looking for and don't compromise. Stop settling for less. You don't have
yes.
to. You do not. God mm-hmm. says that he'll give you the desires of your heart. So if you have you think God don't know your desires and what you really want, mm-hmm. he'll let you go ahead and go into a settlement if that's what you want to do. You want to go ahead and settle for this person, go ahead and settle for them because that ain't what you asked me.
Mm-hmm.
You came to God and you said you want this kind of person and this is what you want in that person. But, you know, you need to, and you have to wait sometimes on that. God will send them to you, but you got to wait and you got to be prepared for that person. So you need to be, when you're waiting, prepare you. Get mm-hmm. you ready for this person you say you want. Are you like the person you say you want? Are you trustworthy? Do you keep a job? Do you respect the person? Do you yes. love them? You know, so you have to, you know what I'm saying? Do you have, you know, a love for a person? So what I'm saying is whatever you're looking for in that person should already be in you before you even get them. So you can take the time to just get to know you so that that person, by the time God send them to you, you are ready for them. You're ripe, you're ready, and you know that God sent this person to you. There should be no doubt and no question, and especially when you are bold and upfront with them on what it is that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't give them this one. Let me give
go
you
ahead.
This one.
Go ahead and give it to them.
Because a lot of people running around talking about these young people,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and they can do all this and do all that. It says their age average to 20 to 59 years old. Their penis is like 9 centimeters.
Wow.
You know, it's not, they not, what? An erection is like 6 inches, put it that way.
And that's how old?
That's between 20 and 59.
Okay. All righty then.
You know what I'm saying? So you running out here doing all this stuff and everybody is about average.
Yes.
So, but like I said, there's some out there that's bigger and whatever. You got to communicate that.
Mm-hmm.
Your size, you're not getting in bed with somebody that can't handle you or can't please you.
Yes.
That's what, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. I need to speak one thing.
Holy Spirit,
Spirit
go ahead.
Holy Spirit told me to talk to the wives out there that are already married, that's on, and you're having a problem in the bedroom area with your husband as far as wanting sex more, because maybe, you know, sometimes women can want more than men. Sometimes it can be the opposite. And if somebody is struggling with wanting more and you're not getting it, ask God to come in. Ask the Holy Spirit to step into your marriage and make you both one, on one accord. Put you on one accord. And I mean the vibration. the vibration on one accord with your spouse so that that vibration can help you both to want sex together at that same particular moment. You want it, he want it too. And God can do that. If you ask God, God can do it. Now, you can't do it because you keep trying to do it in your own strength and you're doing it in the flesh. And you're yelling at this person or you arguing with this person or you mad at this person because, and they don't even know why you're mad because you're not expressing the fact that you want more in the bedroom. You want more sex. You want more time with them in the area of sex. So if that person ain't listening to you because they don't want to argue with you, they don't want to, what man wants to argue and want to be sexual with a woman who wants to argue all the time? So no man want to get into bed with you after they didn't argue with you. They're going to go out the door. They're going to go somewhere and cool off. They're going to go somewhere and get their head right. So stop doing that. You're not going to get more sex like that. Your only way to get it is to take that same problem you're having with your husband instead of arguing with him or her about it. Take it to God in your prayer time and in your closet. And God is going to pour it upon their heart to want the sex more and to want it when you want it. And I'm telling you, this works. I know this I know this by experience that this works. So what I'm saying to you is pray and let go and let God. All right.
Yep. And again, what are you looking for? Whatever you're looking for in a man or a woman, keep your standards high.
Yes.
You know, want what you want. Expect what, you know, want what you want, because what it is, when you're talking about getting married, you're talking about to death do you part. You're talking about living with this person for as long as you live. So stop settling.
Yes.
You know, if you ask God for it, wait on it. And while you're waiting, get yourself together.
Yes.
Make sure it's not being held up because you are not right.
Yes.
You know, so let's get some things together. Pray that we was a blessing tonight.
Yes.
And I pray that you learned something.
Yes, I do. I know.
Be
I
real.
Do. I learned something.
Be real. God is real.
Yes, he is.
You got to be real. Be yourself and watch how God bless you and send you the spouse for you.
Yes.
Let's pray out.
All right. Let's pray out. Come on.
Dear Lord, I'm so grateful and so thankful for me and my wife.
Yes,
Lord,
thank
that
you
have kept us together 36 years married and 39 together totally. Lord, I pray for our marriage. I pray for each and every marriage that's tuned in tonight and every marriage that's out there.
Yes.
Keep your hands upon them, Lord. Bless them.
Yes.
Bless them in all areas of their marriage, sex, finances, whatever they need. Lord, you said in your word, you'll give us the desires of our heart.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. Bless the singles out there to hold on.
Yes.
Keep your hands upon them.
Yes, Lord.
Let them be pure and holy until you send them the right one.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, oh Lord. In Jesus' name
Jesus
we pray
name.
And we say
amen,
amen, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. We
yes,
love you.
We thank y'all so much and thank y'all for joining us tonight. We just pray, like we said, that everything was a blessing to you and what we said, something helped you tonight. You can give to our ministry now at themarriagecafe.com, www.themarriagecafe.com. You can go there. We got new items and stuff coming. I got my new book coming out. By God's grace and mercy, I have this new book out by this week and into your hands by this Sunday, next Sunday coming up. And we just love y'all. We thank y'all so much. Have a blessed, wonderful, most fantabulous week. And we'll see you guys here again on next Sunday.
Yes.
I believe, because I don't think it's Easter Sunday yet, but I'm not sure.
No.
So I got to check to see.
Yes.
We don't want to be holding nobody up Easter time, but we want to be here. So if you guys want us here, we'll be here. But anyway. All righty. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. God we'll bless. See you guys on next Sunday. God bless. Love y'all. Have a blessed week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching The Marriage Cafe. If you have never given your life to Christ and you'd like to now, please stick around for a minute. The Word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now, we are going to pray together for your salvation. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I believe that you died for me and rose again on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your love and forgiveness. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I receive your eternal life. Lord, confirm your love by giving me peace, joy, and a supernatural love for others. Amen. Congratulations. You are saved.